Okay. Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for coming this morning. And I'd particularly like to recognize our three panelists who are here today. And I think the exciting turnout and the buzz in the room is apparent, and we are lucky that you all are here. We're going to begin the formal meeting now, and we'll begin that with a roll call. We're missing one trustee. I believe he's on his way in. But in the interest of everybody's time and productivity, I think we'll start, and he'll, I believe, arrive before the meat of the meeting is served. So, Susan, as secretary, maybe I'd turn it over to you. You can call the roll, and then we'll officially start the meeting and then proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Estrada.
Here.
Ms. Hacera.
Here.
Ms. Holmes.
Here.
Mr. Kennedy.
Here.
Dr. Kortz.
Here.
Perfect timing.
Mr. McMillan.
Here.
Mr. Montgomery.
Here.
Mr. Oliver.
Here.
Mr. Pulaski.
Here.
Governor Quinn. Ms. Strobel.
Here.
Mr. Thomas.
Here.
Mr. Tinkin.
Here.
Thank you.
Tim, I wanted to wait for you, but the crowd insisted that we begin. It's unbelievable.
I've been here 10 minutes early, but I got caught in traffic.
All right. Well, no problem at all. This is really a wonderful turnout, and I think at the beginning of President Easter's term, it's a wonderful way to bring the entire university, at least in a representative sense, together in one room to discuss our future. The idea of such a meeting has been floated around for the last couple of years, and with all things, even great ideas, it needs execution, and the person who really pushed for this meeting and made it happen is our very own Pam Strobel. And I need to recognize you not only for your vision, but for the tenacity to produce this event and to bring us all together in a very healthy and collaborative way. So with all the things that you've touched, you've made them better, and I want to acknowledge your leadership. If it's appropriate, maybe I'd ask you to, you know, introduce the meeting and the notion, and then maybe President Easter as well.
Thank you. Thank you for such nice words. And this puts the pressure on all of you to make me look good today. We are going to I hope, every minute of this day to plan our future, to recognize what we have that is excellent and what we need to do to preserve that excellence and stay true to our mission. So there's been a lot of work in planning this day. I want to thank the members of my committee, the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, who worked hard on this. Thank you so much to our very distinguished panel of speakers for the time today and the time you've put in to thinking about this. And thank you to Bob Easter for all of your help and good thinking and your personal invitation to our panelists. Thank you to all of our distinguished faculty who are here today. And you will make the day as worthwhile as it possibly could be by your presence and by your great thinking. Just quickly to go over how we've got the day organized, first we're going to hear from our three chancellors who will individually present their vision of their campuses and also thoughts on collaboration across the campuses. We're going to keep to a tight schedule. I think everyone has seen this almost minute-by-minute schedule that we have, so we'll keep an eye on that and try to be mindful of the time. The first break we have is scheduled for 11:15. At 11:30, President Easter will introduce our panelists. They are national experts on higher education, and they're going to discuss their views on priority issues facing universities in the U.S. Their presentations will be followed by a question and answer period, and then we will recess the board meeting. We're going to pick up box lunches, and you're going to go to your designated breakout group, which is on your name tags. That'll occur at about 12:45. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have the facilitated discussions, and our facilitators have had some preparation for how they're going to manage those discussions. We'll have a note taker. The whole purpose today is to think big, also think practical at the same time, and this will give us a foundation for the work that we'll be doing in the future. So once again, thank you to everyone. We're trying to come back here after the breakouts at 2:30, and we'll have a report out of the breakout discussions.
That's excellent. Thank you.